The president, who made the appeal during a broadcast, also expressed sadness at the loss of lives and properties during the protest. He noted that some politically minded people under the guise of protest have been causing the havoc, but said his government won't allow them to tear down the country. Demands of the protesters, among others, include for the government to address hunger and high transportation fares caused by the removal of subsidies on petrol last year. The protest, which began on Thursday, August 1st, turned violent in some states, with about 15 people reportedly dead, items looted, and infrastructure destroyed. Lawyers to the protesters have acknowledged that the process, which began peacefully, has been hijacked and have called for its suspension. Kasim Akinde, Jos.